So, David, talk a little bit about the transition year one to year two and how it's been for you.
Oh, I've been really excited to come back this season. And, you know, the way we ended last season, you know, we ended with a good win, but we didn't make the playoffs. So this year we're really looking forward to making the playoffs. And we got the Super Bowl here, and me being a second year, being able to contribute more this year on offense, I've definitely been preparing all offseason for and waiting for this moment.
Explain to the viewers how you develop patience, because you're so fast, you're so quick, and your linemen are not as fast as quick as you are, but being able to set up blocks.
It wouldn't really be developing patience, it would be developing chemistry. You got to just build chemistry with your line, and you know what they do, and you know what you can do, and y'all work together, and then that's when it all becomes positive.
When you talk about your study and your preparation, studying defenses, how important is that for a running back to understand what defenses are trying to take away?
It's just different things. You got to understand the whole concept that going into the game. So, you know, some teams like to blitz, and you learn certain blitzes they do and different things, and you can know what to expect. And when you know what to expect, that means you're prepared, and when you're prepared, you can play faster.
All right, pass protection. Obviously, that's something. Ahmad was so good when he was here at understanding the pass protection concepts. You and Andre working on that. What's the most difficult part about it?
It's not difficult. It's just getting in there and doing it. And Coach Ingram, you know, a lot of credit goes to him. And, you know, he developed Ahmad and helped him get to where he was when he was here. And, you know, he's working with us the same way. So Coach Ingram is a real good coach and hands-on, and whatever you see us running backs do on the field, he played a big role in it.
You guys are pretty close, aren't you? I mean, you and Andre with, you know, being in that room and the other backs as well. I thought it was kind of interesting in Pittsburgh when he had that fumble and he came to the sideline, he looked down. You were the guy that went over and consoled him a little bit. Just talk about that relationship.
Yeah, you know, we two running backs, and this is our first time being able to play a big role in the NFL offense. And, you know, you know, we came along together, kind of, so to say. And, you know, he had big games last year. I had big games last year. Now we're coming together and we can be a team. And, you know, we're real excited about that. People look at it as a competition thing and, oh, who's going to get the starting job? Who's going to do this? Who's going to do that? And we don't look at it like that. We look at it as whenever we're on the field, we want to help the team win the game. So, you know, we're not worried about stats or number of carries or who's going to get this play, who's going to get that play. We just want to be there for each other and help support each other and win as a team.
All right, would you be disappointed if they didn't use you in kickoff returns?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Coach Coughlin, where's the camera?
Right there.
Coach Coughlin, I want to do kick returns, so find some way to get me back there, and I'm really excited to be back there. And, you know, at the end of the day, you got to put the best man back there, though. And if it's somebody that's coming in and they can do the job better and I lose the spot, I would want to fairly lose the spot. I don't want to just get the spot taken away.
You're not losing the spot because somebody's better than you. You're losing the spot because you have to run the football.
Yeah, I know
you
that.
You know it.
Yeah, I know that. But, you know, that's a part of the game I really enjoy. And I really like being back there. And ever since I've been playing football, that's been my little thing.
Well, listen, have a good season. And thanks for the time.
All right, then.